starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller. Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen. George Cleveland as Gramps. And, of course, Lassie.
Poor little cute Gramps.
Sal thinks so. Ain't gonna like us taking them pigs away from her.
You can't blame her, having to be separated from her babies.
Well, gotta wean them sometime. Gotta get them on corn so they'll bring a price next market.
It's tough.
Ain't no time for sentiment working the farm, boy. You know that. Might as well get it over with. Get me a stick. I like to lost a leg getting in there the last time.
Well, Gramps, let me do it.
Now, listen, you stay here, and I'll hand them over the fence to you.
Well, wait a minute, Gramps. Lassie can take care of the sow for me, can't you, girl? There you see, Gramps. It's easy for Lassie.
Well, it's muddy in there.
Oh, what's a little mud to us?
Well, now, be careful, Jeff.
Oh, I will. Keep her cornered, girl. Go on.
I'll grab her. Let's...
There's two.
Look out, Jeff. Watch the sound. I'll watch it. Watch it. That's it.
There's one.
Careful, Jeff, careful.
You better steer clear of her, because hogs can be dangerous sometimes, you know.
Don't worry, I will.
Lassie's a good girl.
Now, wait a minute. Keep your distance. I don't want to get all mud, too, you know.
She is a mess. We wouldn't know what to do without her, would we, Gramps?
I reckon not.
You know, a dog like Lassie could be taking life easy, winning blue ribbons and shows and everything, but... Not Lassie. She's right here helping with the chores.
Yeah, well, you better just see what else she can do now and have her collect the eggs so we can have our breakfast, huh?
Guess what they say is true. A man's work's never done. Neither's a dog's, huh, girl? Come on. Come on, girl.
Stand by for the breakfast hour telephone quiz.
Must be apt to send what they're on.
Time every morning, we make a telephone call to some lucky housewife. If she answers our breakfast hour quiz question correctly, she wins a merchandise prize worth...
All them quiz shows ask questions that only a college professor could answer.
Why don't you turn to the farm reporter?
Too much trouble.
Jeff, come on. Oh, I'll get the coffee.
Are you getting my party, operator?
Well, you don't look like you've been in the pigsty.
Oh, get your breakfast, honey. I'll take it. I wonder who could be calling this early. Hello?
Is this Mrs. Miller?
This is Mrs. Miller.
Are you listening to the breakfast hour, Mrs. Miller?
What?
I said, are you listening?
Gramps, he said Mrs. Miller.
What?
Oh, yes, we're listening.
Who is she talking to?
The radio, Gramps. She's talking to the radio.
Are you ready?
That's the phone boy.
Can you tell us, Mrs. Miller, in 10 seconds or less, who was the 24th president of the United States? One, two, three...
Cleveland, Mom.
Four, five...
Cleveland?
Cleveland is right, Mrs. Miller. Congratulations.
Graham, she's won. Mom's won. You did it, Mom.
Won what?
The radio, Dad. The radio.
But the radio's all paid for. What are you talking about?
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Reed.
The winner of this morning's contest.
Yes, you too, girl.
Named Grover Cleveland.
Thank you. Yes, it certainly was.
Good
heavens, the whole valley must have been listening in.
Oh, the prize is real terrific.
Excuse me, ladies, I want to listen in too.
Now, Mrs.
Bye.
Miller, here's the prize you've won. Capital City's foremost photographer, Martin Mason, will take your family's portrait in full color, absolutely free. Your prize is good for this week only, so you'd better hurry. Congratulations, Mrs. Miller.
That's it.
Portrait. What a crummy prize.
Oh, no, Jeff. I think it's wonderful. Oh, Mother's been wanting a picture of all of us for I don't know how long.
Well, she'll have to wait a mite longer as far as I'm concerned.
Now, Dad, this is Saturday. There's no school, and the weather's just perfect for a nice drive into Capital City.
Mom, I promised Porky we'd play ball.
Well, you still can if we hurry. You can call Porky and tell him you'll play with him this afternoon. Now, both of you get cleaned up and into your Sunday best. Oh, I want this to be something Mother's really proud of.
Darn program. Ellen, you and Jeff go and get your picture, too. There's no sense in me busting the camera.
This is a family portrait. Now, are you a member of this family, or aren't you?
Mom, so's Lassie. Is she going, or isn't she?
Oh, honey, Capital City, that means a leash. You know how Lassie hates that.
Lassie's part of the family, too. Isn't she, Gramps?
Well, I'd say she's just as much a part of the family as I am. But then, on the other hand, if she ain't going, why, there's no sense in me going.
That's right. Lassie works with us and sleeps with us and sometimes eats with us.
All right, Jeff, all right. You don't have to tell me about Lassie. She can come, but you'll have to give her a bath.
Bath? She hates baths. Now, don't complain. If you were a show dog, I'd have to do this to you every day. There. That looks good. Let's go show Mom. Come on. Golly.
What's the matter?
Look beautiful. Like a movie star.
Well, for goodness sake. Thank you. Honey, this thing's bent or something. Can you fix it?
Oh, sure. There.
Oh, here.
How do you think Lassie looks?
Oh, just lovely. Now, do you think you can do as good a job on yourself?
Oh, sure, but if I take a bath now, do I still have to take one tonight?
Now, that depends upon how dirty you get this afternoon.
How dirty can a guy get taking pictures?
You could probably get dirty in the soap factory.
Fine thing.
Hurry up.
Well, I know one thing. We sure have beautiful girls in our family.
Well, did you hear that, Lassie? Make a bow.
What do you think of me?
Golly, Gramps, I wouldn't have known you.
Yes, Lassie doesn't know me either.
There, now wait a minute. Now that you look like such a gentleman, you ought to act like one, too. A gentleman walks on the outside when he's out with a lady.
How come?
Oh, probably back to before the streets were paved and the horses and carriages splashed mud.
Okay.
Oh, honey, watch
it. Just,
sorry, Gramps.
You have to be very careful with that lead.
You see, that looks like the dog leading us.
Well, oh, Gramps, why don't you walk on the outside and I'll stay here because of Lassie.
All right.
You stay way over there.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Excuse us, pal, what is it?
Lassie, why don't you look out?
You have to look out for her.
Oh, she'll be all right once she gets used to it, Mom. Then it'll be okay.
I told you to be careful, didn't I?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, but look at my paint.
Oh, honey, don't touch it. I don't want you to get any more on you.
It's only a water-based paint. It'll wash off easy.
We were going to have our pictures taken.
Well, honey, you'll just have to take her back and put her in the car now.
But, Mom, a family picture without Lassie?
Hey, you're not from Calverton.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I'll bet you're Mr. Miller.
How'd you know that?
Well, I heard the broadcast this morning. Oh. You know, if they'd have called me, I'd have said Benjamin Harrison.
Who's the 23rd?
Pretty smart kid.
He's the one who told me.
Say, now, look, if you want to get that dog clean in a hurry, there's a place right down in the corner. It's a dog beauty shop, I think they call it.
A beauty shop?
Yeah, it's a kind of a fancy place, but you better get that paint off before it dries.
Please, Mom, if they can do it in a hurry, we can still get Lassie in the picture.
Why, they've got dryers there and everything. My boss's wife takes her pooch there all the time.
Maybe we better.
Thanks, mister. Lassie sure appreciates this.
You know, it's getting so nowadays that leading a dog's life ain't bad at all.
Come on in.
Here, girl.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, Ed.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have an appointment?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, then I'm afraid we can't take care of you.
Well, you see,
and
what
may
happens...
I add that we're not accustomed to handling dogs in that condition.
Oh, Mom, tell her how important it is and what happened.
Well, you see, we just drove in from Calverton. We were supposed to have had our pictures taken.
At Milton Mason's?
Yes, that's right.
The breakfast hour.
Is that all they listen to around here?
I couldn't drink my coffee without it. Oh, that is a shame, isn't it? Cleaned up, you might even be a pretty dog.
She is. She's beautiful.
Of course, anyone can see that. Well, seeing as it's an emergency, maybe we can make an exception.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Would you like a rinse and a fluff?
Yes, please, but just don't use the word B-A-T-H.
And how about a trim and a pedicure?
Well, she looks so unhappy. Maybe you just better give her the full treatment.
Oh, you'd be surprised how dogs like to be fussed over. When we first opened the shop, we thought it would attract people. Now we find it's the dogs who love it.
I don't know about that with Lassie. With her, a B-A-T-H is a B-A-T-H.
You just come back in about an hour.
Oh, that'll be fine. We have some shopping to do.
Here, Lassie, you go with her. Go on. Mom, I'd better stay here in case she needs me.
Yeah. Okay, son. Is that a dog or a mouse?
Well, come on, Dad. We'll be back in about an hour.
Hi, Mom. Gramps.
Hi, sweetie. Is Lassie ready yet?
I don't know. They wouldn't let me go in and watch.
Don't blame him. You've probably been in the way.
Well, it's been an hour. Oh, is our dog ready yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll get her. Oh, she was such a dear. She just loved it.
Are you sure?
Wait till you see her. You'll hardly know her.
What do you mean by that?
Now, come along with me, you great, big, beautiful dog.
Oh, Lassie. Oh. Lassie. Oh.
Wouldn't you like to see how pretty you are?
I could never get her to look like this before.
What's that smell?
Oh, that's a deodorant. Dogs don't like to smell doggy, you know.
Well, she don't like to smell like a barber shop either.
Well, just a minute. Your bill.
Oh, well, you boys go on and wait outside while I take care of this.
Probably cost more than the picture did if you had to pay for it.
Come on, girl. Look at her. She's so happy. She's dancing. Can you see that, Gramps? She's got all of them falling for her.
Yep. And see that? Looks like she's falling for herself.
Well, you can't blame her. She never knew she was this pretty before. Come on, Lassie.
Oh, my.
Up here, Lassie. That's it. Good.
Okay, girl. You can get down now.
I wonder if you'd do me a favor. Could I take a picture of Lassie alone? You see, I entered some portraits in the state contest, but nothing in the animal classification. And she's such a beautiful dog.
Mom, look.
Yeah, look at that. Stuck on herself, ain't she?
I don't blame her.
You get a female in a beauty shop and strange things happen. You know, I don't think I've ever seen such a smart dog. See? She even knows her best profile. Now, hold it.
Hi, Porky.
Hi. What took you so long? I've been waiting almost an hour.
The photographer wanted to take some extra pictures of Lassie.
Come here, girl.
Hi, Porky.
Holy cow, look at her.
She got all fixed up in a beauty shop.
Ain't it about time we took that silly-looking bow off her?
Oh, Dad, I think it looks very nice.
Oh, Mom, she's back on the farm now. She doesn't have to wear bows.
Right. Well, what do you know about that? Near took my hand off.
But she wants to wear the bow.
Well, if she wants to wear it, let her wear it. I'm going to change this damn collar's choking me to death.
Lassie, come here.
I said come here.
Oh, now, if she wants to wear that bow, Jeff, let her wear it.
Oh, Mom, she looks silly in it. It was all right for the pictures, but what'd she have to wear it for here?
Maybe she ought to have pigtails.
Nobody asked you.
All right, so you don't have to get mad about it. I was only making a joke.
All right, boys. Now, let's not make a federal case out of this. Now, honey, go in and change your clothes. Porky's been waiting a long time to play ball with you.
That's it. Once we started a ball game, she won't worry about the bow. She likes to play ball better than anything. Mm-hmm.
Porky's probably right. Come on, then.
Bob, will you look at that? She usually likes to cool her feet off in puddles. Now she won't even get them dirty.
Jeff, dogs like to be clean.
Not Poking. He hates water.
Look at that. She's acting so stuck up. Now she turned her nose up at Pokey, like he smelled bad or something.
He don't smell good. He don't smell any different than usual.
I don't understand it.
Well, if you just stop to think, it's very simple to understand. For the first time in her life, Lassie's been primped and powdered and fussed over, and for the first time in her life, she's been treated like a lady. And she likes it.
But she's not one of those ladylike dogs, the kind they carry around and put bows on and everything.
Yeah, one of those pomegranates.
Pomeranian.
Well, that's what I said.
Jeff, now stop worrying about it. Go in and change your clothes. As a matter of fact, that may be the trouble.
What?
Well, you're all dressed up, and Lassie's not used to seeing you like that. Get into your jeans, your farm clothes, and maybe Lassie will turn back into a farm dog.
You think so?
Oh, I shouldn't be at all surprised.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, I'm just trying to get the bow off her.
She's not going to get away with this. Lassie, come here. Lassie, you'd better come here fast if you know it's good for you. Lassie, now you stop being mean to Pokey.
Oh, boy. Oh, gee, feel me, he's trembling.
Oh. Lassie, you come here. Lassie, if you don't come here by the time I count ten, I'm going to lock you up.
The less attention you pay to her, the better it's going to be.
Well, you told me it might help if I changed my clothes.
Well, it might if you'd leave her alone. Why did you try playing ball?
Okay.
You stay away from me until she stops acting like the Queen of Sheba. Come on.
Well, so you decided to join us, huh? Here, bat her up. Lassie will get it. Go on, girl. Find the ball. Go on.
Wellickers! Do you mean that she won't even come after the ball?
I guess she doesn't want to get her coat dirty. Boy, how could a dog who's lived with you and slept with you and worked with you, been just a part of your family, turn into such a stuck-up?
Oh, Pokey found it. That's a good boy.
There, you see. I guess it's my fault, because, well, I told her she was pretty. Well, what good's a pretty dog if she's not good for anything?
Mm-hmm.
went in the pen and got the ball, didn't you, girl?
Oh, Jeff, just look at your shoes.
Didn't I tell you to stay out of there?
Isn't she a sight? Prettiest sight I've seen in years.
Well, pretty or not, she's going to have another good hot bath.
You said bath.